What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It is Thursday, November 29th, 2012. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. The lovely Miss Crystal is sitting in our control room, twiddling the dials, managing the warp drive, and ready to answer the phone when you call on in with your concerns. A reminder, joining us in the third hour today will be Don Wiskin of Extendovite, talking about the latest news from the forefront of GMO and threats to our health. And it's just, it's amazing all the stuff that's coming out. Now they're finding even more reasons that statins are bad for you. And really got to move away from this chemistry lab version of health and go back to stuff that actually comes from nature that doesn't have any ugly surprises hidden inside there. Obviously, everybody is waiting right now. The United Nations is expected to vote on the Palestinian resolution during the third hour of our show today. We're going to be keeping an eye out for that. It is, barring a surprise, it is expected to pass with a wide, wide margin. And the U.S. and Israel are trying to find some way that they can prevent Palestine from taking Israeli officials to the International Criminal Court. Because with the passage of this resolution, Palestine is tacitly recognized as a state. Now, of course, looking back at history, Palestine never really ceased to be a state. It was simply declared not to exist by people like Golda Meir. But with this UN resolution, Palestine will have the standing to charge Israeli officials for various war crimes that are being committed. Now, perhaps it's not too surprising. Israel has already, they've broken the ceasefire yet again. Israeli troops shot and wounded five Palestinians along the border with Gaza on their side of the border. Israel's attitude is not only can you not cross the border, you cannot come near it, which is real concentration camp thinking. And apparently, they went out and arrested nine fishermen for fishing in Gazan waters. So they're just pushing this thing just as hard as they can, and we have word now that Israeli tanks and other military vehicles have rolled into the eastern part of Khan Yunis in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. Now admit it, you're not really surprised by this, are you? And the question is, why is this all happening right now? Is Netanyahu throwing a tantrum? Is he trying to send a warning to Palestinians about what will happen if they go to the ICC? Or might Israel just say to heck with it and go in and slaughter everybody and say, all right, there are no more Palestinians, so there's no Palestine, this is now Israel. But for Israel to be carrying out these actions just ahead of the vote, there's some very, very dark thinking going on in there. Now, more and more people are realizing this vote at the United Nations is going to signal that Israel is becoming increasingly isolated in the global community. Their victim card has been canceled. Everybody understands Israel is the aggressor. Israel's the bully. Israel is a nuclear-armed nation that currently holds the world record for violations of UN resolutions. And, of course, the U.S., with its unquestioning, uncompromising support of Israel, is becoming politically isolated as well. Now, based on the fact that Israel tends to ignore United Nations resolutions, it would not surprise me at all if they simply come out and say, we reject this. We don't recognize the Palestinian state, even with the United Nations resolution. And we will not allow Palestinians to leave the country if they're heading to the ICC. Because that's what they did back in 1947 with Resolution 181, which created the two-state solution. Israel said, we don't go along with that. This is all Israel. Deal with it. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Would you like to reclaim lost health? Are supplements only getting you so far? Hey, folks, my name is Franklin. I had a heart attack in 2006 that left me with a damaged valve, working at only 20% capacity and odds against being here now. Then I found RNA Drops, a patented completement formula that creates perfect cells in your body. My perfect cells helped me to regain heart function and more. What could your body do with perfect cells? For a limited time, you can find out for free. Go to franklinsrnadrops.com and get a free mini bottle, valued at $50 on its way. Just pay shipping and handling. While you're there, you can view our growing line of products and hear amazing stories of what these products have done for others. My story is there as well. That's franklinsrnadrops.com. Start reclaiming your health today by giving your body what it needs. I cannot wait to hear what your perfect cells are doing for you. Thank you.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org for our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy. We urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
You know that maintaining your health is getting harder than ever. GMO, chemtrails, designer viruses, toxins, and mysterious syndromes make it very difficult to protect yourself and loved ones. So what can you do? How can you fight back and own your health? What if powerful technology existed designed to help you optimize your physical and mental well-being, correct chronic issues, and extend your quality of life? Skeptical? Sure. We were too, but results don't lie. Your body's an energy system, and the future of medicine will use non-toxic bioenergy to rejuvenate your cells with the perfect living energy they're made from. How do we know? Because that future began nearly 100 years ago and lives on today because of powerful results. T8 is a breakthrough technology that's transforming the science of bioenergetic rejuvenation. To learn why over 800 holistic practitioners and people just like you bought T8s over the past 3 years, visit antiaging8.com. That's antiaging, the numeral 8, .com, or call 979-227-2277. 979-227-2277.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas, yeah.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the impending United Nations vote on the status of Palestine and Israel and the United States. This is a big political defeat for them. They were going all around the world saying, look, at least abstain. And obviously where Israel has subverted the governments, they got the politicians to go along with that. Bit of a fist fight down in Australia. Prime Minister Gillard wanted to say, oh, you know, vote no on this resolution, but faced a rebellion within her own legislature, and now they're abstaining. So it's a good litmus test for finding out if your government is working for you, your nation, or if they're, like the United States government, just totally obsessed. We must take care of Israel because Israel gives us money, or Israel's blackmailing us, or Israel has nuclear bombs hidden in our country, or whatever it is that Israel uses to convince governments to be more obsessive about Israel than their own people here. Now, this recognition of Palestine as a state by the United Nations does not mean that other nations will recognize it as a state, and certainly Israel will not. There has to be a bilateral agreement. Most nations on earth have already indicated they will recognize Palestine as a state, or they already do. And we're already starting to see the flow of diplomats coming into Gaza to form diplomatic relations. Egypt is going to allow Iran's members of parliament to visit to Gaza. European parliamentarians and politicians are headed for Gaza on Saturday. Meanwhile, Israel is continuing to throw their usual tantrum because Israeli authorities yesterday leveled olive groves and demolished irrigation wells and barns near Hebron in the southern West Bank. We don't want you to be a state. We're going to knock over your trees. And they apparently uprooted around 1,000 olive saplings, put them on a truck, and took them away. It's a big status symbol of Jerusalem for Israelis to have an olive tree from the West Bank. It's a tremendous symbol. Oh, look what we've got. Now, of course, this is attacking not only the commerce but the food supply of the Palestinians. It takes an olive tree 10 years of growth before it produces saleable product. So this is not something that's just done in the heat of the moment. This is something that inflicts 10 years of economic harm on the Palestinians every time more of these olive trees get destroyed. So it's a very cruel, vindictive kind of an attitude that's on display here. Now, other commenters, there was an article over in Global Research basically saying that Israel's response to Palestinian statehood may be to trigger a Palestinian exodus, to simply drive them out completely, militarily. That may be what all these tanks that are down there in the southern Gaza Strip are all about. Just kick them all out and say, this is all Israel now. Now, little piece of good news. There was a huge controversy building over the fact that Stevie Wonder was going to perform for an event that was being run by an organization that supports the IDF. And apparently Stevie Wonder had not really been told what the organization was all about. And now that he's found out, he has canceled his performance that was scheduled for December 6th in Los Angeles as a benefit for the IDF. So Stevie Wonder, somebody finally got to him and said, do you know who this concert is a benefit for? And apparently he had not been told the truth about that, and he has pulled out of that December 6th concert. Now, the aftermath of Pillar of Cloud is continuing to be felt. Apparently during this storm of rocket firing back and forth, and especially because of the surprise that some of the Gazan rockets were able to reach places like Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, tourism basically shut down all across Israel. And Israel lost an estimated $1.8 billion in tourism. People didn't want to go in there. They didn't want to take the chance of rockets coming down because Iron Dome clearly was not working. And that may have been another reason for Netanyahu to finally agree to the ceasefire is $1.8 billion. That's a lot of cash there. Meanwhile, here in the United States of America, there's a group called Campus Watch. It's headed by David Horowitz, and they are mounting an attack on academics who are critical of Israel. If you question Israel, if you doubt its agenda, if you say anything positive about the Palestinians, they are trying to go out and get tenure revoked for college professors who will not toe the pro-Israel line. This is dictatorship. Universities are supposed to be places where ideas are freely exchanged and debated. We already know the American public school system is not about education. It's about indoctrination. And now this group, Campus Watch, is trying to do the same thing to the colleges and universities. You're not allowed to think for yourself. You will be told what you will believe, and then we'll give you a college degree, which will be completely useless in the current job market. Most new jobs do not require a college degree, which means you're not going to have the money to pay off those student loans you got into. And apparently the attitude is that any criticism of Israel or any support for Palestine threatens the very existence of the state of Israel. That's completely nonsense. Israel is the world's sixth most powerful nuclear nation. Nobody's going to make it go away. What we're going to have is an Israel and a Palestine sitting side by side, which was the original plan for from the United Nations back in 1947. Palestine is not an existential threat to Israel, although Israel likes to pretend that it is. And it really is silly. You've got this, occupied territory. It's in a starvation blockade. It's being treated worse by Israel than the Warsaw Ghetto was treated by the Nazis. And it's completely ridiculous to claim that Israel is being threatened by Palestine. It's the same silliness we get here in the United States of America, where they're still going on that Cuba is a threat to the nation and we must keep the blockade until they see the error of their ways. Oh, my goodness. Now, turning to Syria. There is word that there's going to be a massive PSYOP propaganda operation by NATO in Syria to somehow try and convince the Syrian people that they have to kick out their government and accept a new puppet regime from outside. And so things are escalating there. And the latest word is that the internet and mobile phone systems in Syria have been cut off. Now, the early reports were saying it was because of the fighting with the Free Syria Army. Now they're saying, oh, just the Syrian government did this to deny the Free Syria Army a means of communication. I rather doubt that. I'm sure that they're equipped with the very latest burst transmitters and satellite phones, courtesy of the U.S. taxpayer. The main reason to cut off the internet and mobile communications is if something happens inside Syria, like an outright U.S. invasion, they're hoping to keep the word from getting out. They'll go in, smash the place. The Americans will basically leave and then say, oh, look, the Free Syria Army won while you weren't looking. Now, Twitter is buzzing, okay, that this is the start for the overthrow of Assad, and it will be a U.S.-NATO direct military intervention. Obama's already out there talking about deeper intervention into Syria. We're going to send more weapons and so forth, $200 million worth of surface-to-air missiles, CIA intelligence officers, so forth and so on. And yet in the American corporate media, what we're getting, actually the British corporate media as well, is that the rockets the Syrian rebels, the mercenaries, are firing on Assad's aircraft are looted. They just found them lying around. That's the same scam they were playing inside Afghanistan during Charlie Wilson's war. They would equip the Mujahideen with captured weapons from the Soviet Union and say, just pretend you found these and you looted them. It's the same scam all over again. So if you believe these rockets being used by the mercenaries, by the coup d'etat, if you believe they're looted, I have some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you on that one. Another story about U.S. considers directly arming the Syrian rebels, providing with guns and weapons and so forth and so on. Do you remember when the Egyptian people were trying to shove out Mubarak? That was a genuine popular uprising. You knew that was real because of all the millions of people that were taking place in that. Did you see the U.S. go in and provide guns and weapons to the people of Egypt? No, Mubarak was the U.S. buddy. Mubarak was Israel's buddy. The U.S. was providing weapons to the government to put down the popular uprising, tear gas and such. The same thing they're doing in Bahrain right now. There's been another bombing in Damascus, 34 estimated dead. More terrorist bombings and so forth and so on. Now, let me explain something real quick. Can you picture George Washington or Thomas Jefferson trying to win the American Revolution by setting off bombs in Philadelphia? Of course not. When you are a genuine popular revolution, you never do anything that will lose the support of the general population. It's stupid to do that. So these bombings in Damascus to terrorize the people into surrendering their government, that's what tells us this is not a genuine popular revolution. It is a hired mercenary army coming in from outside attempting a coup. Now, apparently, Iran is back on the table. The Pentagon has decided that Iran, which has not launched a war of aggression in over 200 years, is the number one threat on the military threat board. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Women and children. And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. So we're coming back to this. We're seeing yet again a ramp up to somehow sell the American people. We have to go into Iran. They're a danger. They're a threat. They're evil. Well, the only real threat from Iran is they want to sell their oil for a currency other than the dollar. And that just cannot be allowed. So you have Iran, which does not have nuclear weapons, has not started a war in over 200 years. And it's now been declared by the Pentagon as the greatest threat America faces. This is from Admiral James Winfield, Vice Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And he says he was telling this Washington think tank he doesn't see any greater challenge than Iran. Like I said earlier, the Pentagon is still quaking in fear over Cuba. It's all about the dollarification of the world's resource-rich areas to prop up our failed economic system, to prop up the Fed to the private central banks again, to try and force the world back to Bretton Woods through force of arms. And it's not going to work because sooner or later we're going to be up against Russia and China, and that will be a bad day for pretty much everybody here. So they're back to saying, you know, oh, they're building nuclear weapons. That silly little graph they put out the other day, apparently that one cratered. Everybody's making fun of that. I'm already starting to see cartoons of Bibi Netanyahu at the UN holding up that chart. The U.S. has apparently issued an ultimatum to Iran. They have until March to cooperate with the IAEA. Actually, Iran has been cooperating with the IAEA all along. In fact, when they started building that underground enrichment center, it was Iran who announced it to the world and invited the IAEA in to come take a look at that. Caught the U.S. and Israel completely by surprise. And they tried to act like, see, this proves Iran is doing things in secret. No, it didn't. Iran announced it. Said, here's the hole. We're starting to build this. Come on in and take a look. It is Israel that refuses to sign the non-proliferation treaty. It is Israel that refuses IAEA inspections. We know Israel has nuclear weapons. Mordecai Vanunu leaked pictures of their plutonium core fabrication factory 20 years ago. Germany has acknowledged they've known for years that Israel is arming those Dolphin-class submarines with nuclear-tipped cruise missiles. We all remember when the government of the apartheid government of South Africa collapsed, documents surfaced proving Israel was trying to sell clandestine nuclear weapons to other countries, which is the very activity the non-proliferation treaty is supposed to prevent. But you're an anti-Semite if you point that out. It's Iran. We must go into Iran. Iran is the danger here. Now, earlier today, Jerusalem Post ran a story claiming there was a poll conducted among the American people. They didn't source it. But basically they came out and said most Americans would support aiding Israel if it should come under Iranian attack after Israel attacks Iran's nuclear facilities. That's what they're trying to sell you now. It's cool for Israel to simply go into another country and blow up their power station. And if that other country should get upset and try and fight back, we, America, must come to the defense of Israel. No, we shouldn't. Israel is in the wrong on this matter. Israel did this to the nuclear power station at Osirak, up in Iraq. They just blew it up and said, they're building bombs, they're building bombs. And after the invasion of Iraq, IAEA inspectors took a look at the ruins of the power station, and all they found was a power station. And a couple of years ago, Israel did it again to a facility in Syria they claimed was making bombs. And again, examination of the facts, there wasn't any evidence to support that at all. So Israel is batting a zero in terms of actually knowing who has nuclear weapons or not. Maybe Israel is projecting their own guilt for their clandestine nuclear weapons on other countries. You know, like when you have a married couple where one of them is catching a little bit on the side, like Petraeus. It's very common for the cheating partner to come home and start accusing the other partner. I know you're seeing other people. You're the bad person. It's a way of assuaging guilt. But they're back to trying to sell this war on Iran. As I mentioned earlier in the week, the U.S. has planted more sanctions against Iran, attempting to somehow figure out a way for Iran not to sell their oil for gold bullion, which is a real threat to the U.S. dollar. And even though the sanctions do not directly target Iran's food system, the effects are being felt. And even worse, companies that are doing business with Iran that are not targeted by the sanctions, they're still slowing down their trade because they don't want to become unpopular for doing business with Iran. So they're just going to keep on doing this until they can get Iran to do something they can use as an excuse to go to war. We have seen this so many times before. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
What?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Looking at the current headlines, apparently there are there's a major fight going on near the Syrian airport near Damascus. So it's a full-on battle that's going on here. And, of course, this is just what's coming out through the corporate media because alternative streams of information have been shut down in Syria. So it's beginning to look like this may be the full court press to go into Syria. And I'm sure that Obama is on the phone to Ahmadinejad now saying, see, we're in Syria. What are you going to do about it? You got a treaty with them, right? Huh? Going to do something about it? I double dog dare you to do something about it. They're just trying to get this war going as hard as they can because they think it's going to make all the economic problems go away. And it won't. Meanwhile, remember we reported the other day where Venezuelan police intercepted a concealed shipment of ammunition that was trying to get into Venezuela from a ship that had departed Miami. And I said, uh-oh, get ready for another coup d'etat against Hugo Chavez, because by golly, he's selling Venezuela's oil for the yuan, and that just cannot be allowed. So we're starting to already see the propaganda saying that, Venezuela is guilty of human rights violations. Oh, my goodness, Venezuela's government, they have no respect for human rights here. which is the usual hue and cry before they say, we must invade that country to save those oil wells. I mean, to save all those poor suffering people from the evil dictator. And we've seen this time and time again. Going into Libya, oh, we've got to save those poor Libyan people from their evil dictator who dares to have a state bank and a golden R. How horrible for those people. Now, as you're probably aware, there is this move by the Obama administration to name Susan Rice to Secretary of State. And a lot of people are saying, wait a minute, wasn't she at the heart of this whole situation in Benghazi where she misled the American people? And apparently the attitude coming out of the White House is, we don't care. We don't care if she lied to the American people. It's no big deal. It's part of the job here. Now, this Benghazi thing, of course, we're seeing, you know, the congressional hearings and, you know, the official story is being crafted here. And as we watch that circus unfold, we see the usual signs of yet another official attempt to generate a highly fictitious but official version of events. We're seeing the blame shifting and pointing fingers. Everybody's dancing the Potomac two-step to find the best politically expedient story for what happened down in Benghazi. So what actually did happen down there? We don't know. We may never know. But I put a lot of thought into this last night and applied Occam's razor, which is that when you're looking at a multiplicity of explanations, usually the simplest one is going to be the truth here. And I have a theory what Benghazi was really all about. Now, the official story is that on the night of 9/11, 2012, coinciding with the anniversary of the false flag attacks in New York City, Al-Qaeda, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, enraged over a trailer for a non-existent Mohammed-bashing movie, attacked the consulate, killing the ambassador. Bad Muslims, no cookie. But there are some interesting facts to consider. There is evidence, multiple reports from multiple sources, that the United States government knew in advance something was going to happen at that consulate as much as a week ahead of time. Yet security was not increased at the consulate, nor did they move the ambassador to a secure hidden location. They wanted him there. Now, there were CIA and SEALs nearby at what is called the annex who heard the gunfire, but were ordered to stand down. We now know that order came from the White House. It's been reported by multiple sources, despite an early effort to pin the blame on the Central Intelligence Agency, which was denied by Petraeus, which led to the exposure of the sex scandal and his forced retirement on November 9th. We have reports from multiple sources. A Predator drone was overhead, real-timing intelligence video of the attack back to the White House Situation Room where Obama was watching. Now, given that the Predator only has a top speed of 137 miles per hour, the drone had to already be en route to the consulate long before the violence started. It looks like a setup, either allowed to happen or made to happen for political gain. This is what I think was going on. Back in early September, the polls for the presidential race showed the campaign neck and neck. A lot of media outlets were openly proclaiming and predicting a Romney victory. Now, Obama had not gotten any traction over that story of the killing of the man claimed but never proven to be Osama bin Laden, mostly because of the manner in which the body was disposed of and that flood of obviously faked photos leaked onto the internet to sell the idea that Osama got Obama, or Obama got Osama, one of them. Can't sort them out anymore. But it was a hoax. So what I think is going on is that Barack Obama was looking to have a publicity stunt, a campaign moment, an October surprise. In this case, it was in September. And I think the original plan was for a small team of Al-Qaeda terrorists, or somebody playing at being Al-Qaeda terrorists, were supposed to break into the consulate and take the ambassador and his staff hostage. And they would sit there for day after day after day as the drama built and the media said, oh, it's a new hostage crisis. And after the American public were whipped into a frenzy over this new affront to America, the SEAL team would go in, rescue the hostages dramatically, put them on TV, and Obama could walk to the election proclaiming how he did not let the situation turn into a repeat of the Iranian hostage crisis, which would dovetail nicely with all the Iran bashing we're seeing and the movie Argo, which was another bash the Iranians piece of propaganda, which hasn't done all that well at the box office. But the best laid plans of mice and men and candidates, gang aft a glee, as they say. You know, the CIA operatives at the annex, which was about a mile away from the consulate, could hear the gunfire. Now, if you look at that consulate through Google Earth, you can see heavily populated residential areas less than half a mile away to the east and the southwest, who no doubt also heard the gunfire coming from the consulate as well. Now, if you remember how quickly sympathetic protests erupted all across the Middle East following this incident, it is clear that the region is an anti-American powder keg awaiting a spark, which Obama inadvertently provided with this staged terror attack. Now, that initial Al-Qaeda, or reasonable facsimile thereof, was a small group. If you're running any kind of a covert op, you have the minimum number of people necessary. You don't want a large crowd because it increases the possibility of leaks, infiltration. It weakens security to have a large group. And they were starting to go into the consulate. And what I think happened is ordinary Libyans from those adjoining neighborhoods poured in and said, yes, let's get the consulate. Let's get the Americans. So what was a planned and rehearsed operation to kidnap the ambassador triggered a spontaneous riot with at least 200 participants on the ground. And it went completely out of control, leading to the deaths of the ambassador and the others. So what I think happened is Obama's carefully prepped operation to make himself look like a hero instantly turned into an epic fail. And I think that's what happened. And now they're trying to clean up the mess. They're trying to point fingers. They're trying to basically duck the blame for this thing. And we know there's been a lot of cleanup on the ground. They're one of the so-called ringleaders of the group that was leading the way into the consulate was assassinated in Cairo on October 25th. There was an explosion at the Benghazi police station on November 4th, maybe to get rid of evidence or to scare people into silence, which may not have worked because the chief of police of Benghazi was assassinated on November 20th. Facebook was caught as censoring the page for the Navy SEALs so that nobody could get information out through that. And the man who made that YouTube trailer for the non-existent film that the riots were blamed on has been sent back to prison, so nobody can talk to him. This is what I think happened. It's the simplest explanation that seems to fit all of the available facts. And like I said, I don't know this is what went down, but after looking at this and thinking about it very carefully last night, I think that's what it was. Obama wanted a publicity stunt so he could look like a hero, and there was another hostage crisis, and he dealt with it decisively, unlike Jimmy Carter. And it blew up in his face because they misjudged the feeling of ordinary civilians all across the Middle East. Remember, after that Benghazi attack, there were protests and riots everywhere. We had Obama and Hillary Clinton were out there saying, oh, it's got nothing to do with American foreign policy. Really, really. They hate us for our freedoms. Blah, 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 blah. Yesterday, we reported on how there was this Guantanamo inmate who was found dead in his dog kennel, and the official autopsy report was released that stated it was a suicide but gave absolutely no details about the death itself. And already around the world, we're basically seeing more and more people come out and say, that's just, you know, that doesn't make any sense at all. They're not believing. They're not giving the U.S. government and the U.S. military the benefit of the doubt, which I think is a very, very healthy thing to be doing right now. Got about as much traction as that graph of the nuclear weapons simulation by Iran. Oh, my goodness, they've got graph paper. They're a threat. They're the biggest threat to America. They've got graph paper over there. Now, apparently, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is getting ready to supervise construction in Israel of a five-story underground facility for the IDF. It's named Site 911 for some strange reason at an Israeli Air Force base near Tel Aviv. It's going to take 2 years to build, going to cost about $100 million, probably a lot more than that. And here we have, again, the U.S. is in Israel building them cool little military things. At a time when our schools are starving for money, our bridges are collapsing, our roads are rotting away. And it's just another reminder that the U.S. government has been completely co-opted by Israel. I mean, look at the brouhaha up at the United Nations right now. That's your litmus test for every nation on earth. Study carefully how your government has responded to the UN resolution on Palestine. And if your government, like Prime Minister Gillard, is out there saying, oh, yes, we've got to vote no on this. We've got to take care of Israel. Well, you know who they're really working for, and it's not you, the taxpayers. It's not you, the voters. Now, I know a lot of people are very concerned about all this surveillance and spying on the American people, and I am of the opinion much of that is a gigantic bluff to try and scare us into not talking with each other, and it's not working. And we're starting to find out that a lot of these so-called spy centers are turning out to be horrendous boondoggles. Remember the fusion centers? They were going to set these up and they were going to fuse data from multiple sources and provide predictive information on people going to do bad things. Well, apparently they have spent 6 years and tens of millions of dollars on Philadelphia's fusion center and they still can't get it to work. Remember earlier this year, a Senate panel looked at these fusion centers and said they produce predominantly useless information and a bunch of crap. So these are not real functioning intelligence centers. It's just a big, ugly building to scare us all into staying silent. And it's a huge expense to get absolutely nothing of any real value. And it reveals a great deal about the mindset of the U.S. government. They're setting up all these spy centers. They're going to save all your Twitter tweets. They're data mining Facebook like it's an actual accurate source of information about people's lives. I mean, half the people on Facebook are exaggerating, making themselves look better than they are, especially if they're single and looking for somebody. It's not an accurate source of information, and all the money spent by the government to data mine Facebook and the other social networks, it's a complete waste of money. They're not going to get reliable information. It's just part of this huge hoax, like with the TSA grabbing your crotches at the airport to scare you into immobility and silence. You're afraid to do anything because somebody may see it or hear it. Who cares? You think the U.S. government doesn't know the American people are unhappy with the government? They only have to look at their own petition site at the White House to find out. We're not committing crimes out here. We're availing ourselves of our constitutional rights to freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, and to peacefully petition the government for redress of grievances. We have no reason to be afraid of government surveillance. We are exercising our responsibility and duty as citizens of the United States of America. And if you are afraid to speak out, then they win. Here's another boondoggle. Remember the U.S. piracy crackdown? You know, they were going to have this six-strike system where if they caught you violating copyright on your website or your email or something, you'd get a series of letters. You'd get six warnings, and then they would come down on you like a ton of bricks here. It was supposed to go live in 2011. Here we are at the end of 2012, and now they're announcing it's probably not going to be working until 2013. They can't get it to work. There have been some huge embarrassments with this copyright enforcement that have slammed search engines that you use to find the copyrighted information. You're just thrashing around trying to look like they're doing something important, and they're not really, they're not doing very well. America's technological prowess is not what it used to be. I don't know, maybe they built these systems on Vista or Windows 8. They may be the only people buying Windows 8, as I understand it here. Now, later today, supposedly there'll be a vote in the Congress that is going to amend the National Defense Authorization Act, where they will basically put the Sixth Amendment to the Constitution back in, saying that you must have a trial before the government can lock you up forever. Doesn't mean you'll get a fair judge or a fair jury, and they won't try all of these other things like getting the Massachusetts crime lab to do the evidence on you. But we'll see if they vote that through. Obama could very easily veto it, which would be quite telling. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men.
And aloha, welcome back to the show. We got some breaking headlines. Britain has announced they will abstain in the upcoming United Nations General Assembly vote on the Palestinian resolution. And what that tells us is that, contrary to some rumors that were flying around earlier today, The Palestinian Authority is not going along with this idea of refusing to go to the International Criminal Court. So, again, a lot of people are trying to say, oh, Abbas is thinking about doing this. He's thinking about doing it. Really, he's going to? No, obviously he isn't, because that was the condition Great Britain put on their vote. We'll vote for Palestinian recognition as long as you promise you will not try and charge Israelis in the International Criminal Court. Obviously, Abbas told them to go pound sand. And so Great Britain will abstain. And it won't mean anything. They've got a huge, huge margin of yes votes. And like I said, I fully expect Israel will simply say, we don't recognize this UN resolution, because they do it. They hold the world record for defiance of United Nations resolutions. And for the United Nations to presume it has the capability of becoming a government of a single planet, it completely undermines their credibility. They can't even manage Israel, which means they certainly are not competent to manage an entire planet. So, seeing on the corporate media, they're still talking about the fiscal cliff, and as expected, the cuts are not going to be to the bailouts, the cuts are not going to be to the military, and the cuts are definitely not going to be to Israel. Now they're talking about where the vast majority of the cuts to avoid the fiscal cliff are going to be falling on education. Your kids don't need to be educated. Anything they need to know, we'll teach them at boot camp. So we're on a wartime economy. No money for roads, schools, hospitals, bridges, infrastructure, no money for flood control. No money for emergency management. It's all being spent on weapons of war and propping up this Ponzi scheme central bank. Amazing stuff here. Anyway, people are commenting on the fact that Barack Obama is going to be on his Christmas holiday when the tax breaks take place, the fiscal cliff. When the fiscal cliff happens, he's going to be here in Hawaii. He's going to be here on his Christmas vacation for 21 days from December 17th through January 6th, which means it's going to be a zoo in traffic, because anytime any of the Obama family goes, it's a whole motorcade and the police block off the roads and there's helicopters overhead. I remember when he was out here for the Asia Pacific Economic Conference. Well, it was literally one day my wife could not go to church because there's only one road that goes in or out of the area that we live in. And it was blocked off by a Humvee with a mounted machine gun. All the trappings of a president who's terrified of his own people. It's amazing here. Now, here's a little bit of institutional arrogance. And we're seeing... we got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443.